easy to get lost in the excitement of Christmas and ignore one's budget. But most consumers end up regretting this decision when the season is over. So, with Christmas fast approaching, the Consumer Affairs Commission, the CAC, is urging you to spend wisely during the holiday season. Communications specialist at the CAC, Dorothy Campbell, says before making any holiday-related purchase, the family should first meet to plan a budget for spending. She explains that this exercise will enable family members to distinguish between needs and wants and ensure that the established budget can cover all the items identified for purchase.
These days you can go online, check prices, talk to friends and find out where the prices are, and then you create a spending plan. And after you've completed that and you've satisfied yourself that you've had all your needs and wants separated and you have enough money to cover both, then you head out to the malls and the stores and so on.
It is also recommended that family members coordinate with each other to determine specific items to be purchased. This, Ms. Campbell says, will safeguard against duplicating purchases and guarantees that all members get the necessary items.
For instance, the consideration for teenagers will be totally different from the toddlers or primary school age children, and as well as a senior citizen or older person in your family. That consideration too will come into play when you're thinking about how much money you're going to spend.
Consumers are also being advised not to get caught up in the festivities, as this can lead to overspending. So, the aim is to have a joyful Christmas without going into the new year broke.
We have to bear in mind that this is only 2 weeks away from the new school term and 3 weeks away from another cycle of bills. So it has to be apparent to everybody when they sit down to plan that these things are just a cyclical thing that they have to manage and they have to expect. But still plan for a good Christmas. But you can only manage it if you plan.
You're also being encouraged to practice responsible spending by ensuring that items purchased are of good quality. Remember, as consumers, you have the right to request that electronic or electrical items, for example, are tested in the store before any exchange of money is made. Ask for a written warranty for electrical items and check the manufacturer's date to ensure that the date of purchase is close to that time.
Those are some of the things which we don't normally look at because we tend to look at price, but we're saying balance price with quality. So check these things, make sure that the things are in working order before you spend.
Also, if you're shopping for food, ensure that the items are fresh and check for the expiry date. Ms. Campbell also suggests that while shopping, customers make a note of the prices of items. Make sure that the item on the shelf matches the price on the cash machine. She emphasizes that customers should be vigilant when using credit and debit cards to ensure that no unauthorized purchases are charged to the cards.
Ensure that your credit cards, debit cards, etc. are returned to you after you've made a purchase. You ensure that they're within the line of sight. You don't have your credit card or your debit card being transported to another point to be swiped or tallied without you following that customer care person.
Communications specialist at the CAC, Dorothy Campbell. And finally, ensure that you keep your receipts. This provides proof of purchase and must be presented in the event you seek to exchange or refund purchased items. The Consumer Affairs Commission is a fully funded government agency established to inform, educate, and empower consumers to protect themselves in the marketplace. The Commission conducts market research, provides complaint resolution services, and runs an active consumer education program.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
If you feel extremely tired or as if you're about to doze off, don't drive. For long trips, have a relief driver who can take over if you become tired or sleepy. If there's no relief driver, pull over in a well-lit and safe area, take a power nap, and restart your journey. A road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.